Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Stephen St. John and Nate Bucati. Jake Gutierrez, we're going to see how many tweets Nate can send out in this segment.
Oh, my God. I just saw one from Jay Williams. It's phenomenal. How much money do you think Nike has lost in stock overnight?
I don't have any idea.
Their stock price is down 1.37%, which to Nike, according to Jay Williams' tweet, is worth $3 billion. Their stock went down
How does that happen overnight, though?
Because people sell their stock.
What's who's
the market?
Who's Jay Williams?
Well, this morning, this morning, the market's been open for an hour and 41
source?
Minutes now. I don't know.
Seren Petro joins us live from Surprise, Arizona. Seren, have you ever blown out one of your shoes the way Zion Williamson did last night?
Listen, I've got the weight and the force. I just can't move fast enough to create, you know, what it would take to blow out a shoe. No. Huh?
You're missing the torque. That's... You got everything else.
Yeah. No. Listen, I had a conversation. I can't remember who it was with down here. Well, there's Ian Kennedy. I think it might have been Ian Kennedy. In fact, we'll hear it today, where he's talking about his injuries and what he's trying to do and to stay injury free. And I'm like, do you ever think about just bulking up? I just put on like 50, 60 pounds, because I never have the injuries you have. And he wasn't going for it. He wasn't going for it. But listen, Cecil Fielder never pulled an oblique, never a groin or a hammy. So there's an element to the being out of shape that does help you out injury wise.
Well, I could tell you that I had not had it had been a full year since I had some kind of injury.
A
year and a half. I get injured all the time, but I lost a whole bunch of weight and then tore my shoulder up. And so
see,
I don't know if that's linked
at
all.
You.
No. Yeah, and then there's Nate, who was hurt literally every week. And he's not really out of shape, so, there it is. Maybe he should bulk up.
I don't know.
Nate got hurt dancing, for God's sake.
Yeah, but I showed that girl that dumped me 20 years ago.
What exactly did you show her?
I showed her how hot my wife is.
Yeah, okay.
Take that.
I'm sure that's exactly what she was thinking.
I always
get
hurt
care.
Doing something with the kids.
Right.
You coach basketball. I've suffered several... injuries at grade school basketball practices. You know, those get real rough.
I tried to play some pickup basketball with my 13-year-old nephew on Saturday, and my knee has been killing me ever since. I can't bend it all the way now. So
I'm sure he loved it. He didn't get a shoot at all.
And we played one-on-one. Yeah, you're right.
So they take it photo day? What's going on up in camp?
And it's going to be a mess because it's been raining all night. In fact, the news last night was all about the 30 inches of snow they're going to get just north of here in Flagstaff. And, it snowed in Vegas last night, so the whole area was getting rained on. So they've got issues with photo day. They were already trying to figure out what they were going to do. I said, well, is it a problem, like, with the lighting because you don't have sunshine? They're like, no, they light it up with the lights, but we do it outside, and we're not going to be able to set everything up if it's raining. So I think photo day is going to be canceled based on what I'm looking at outside right now.
No photo day.
Nope. That means no pictures of the team.
What are you? Yeah.
By the way, I will tell you, they did the other day. They had the they were shooting some stuff for video games, and the guys would walk into this, like, for lack of a better term, inside tent, and there seemed to be like 1,000 cameras positioned all around them to try to get, like, the facial feature and the body feature and everything to go into, like, the, I guess, MLB, mm-hmm. 19 or whatever.
The show.
The show. Yeah, the show. It was, I was like, oh, good Lord. Rudy showed me that. I was like, wow. We stuck our head in there and looked, and it's like, that's unbelievable what they do for that.
Like, now we're to the point now Rudy doesn't even wait for us to call on him. The show.
Yeah.
The show.
Hey. Hi, Rudy.
Like Millennial here. I know the video games.
Oh, I know the show. The show is like one of my all-time favorites.
Did you guys?
I'm all right. I mean, I'm average, probably.
Did you guys go out last night? Do anything fun? Did you go out to eat or go tie one on or anything out in Arizona?
We sat in a bar where Rudy alone wasn't enough to bring the average age down under 90.
That's a good spot.
Did you get your ass kicked in trivia again?
I'll take that.
I mean, no trivia last night. Just a guy strumming a guitar.
Yeah. So it wasn't like it wasn't like surprise's answer to Touche or nothing like that. So
I mean, that's a good spot. That's man. What I mean. Don't hate on Touche.
You could have an older crowd and still have it be a fun
that
environment.
That is the spot.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, you gotta be more descriptive of what we're talking about here.
You know? Touche's is where it's at.
Yeah.
We sat at the bar to watch the games. You know, watch the second half of the Syracuse game, and then watch Duke in North Carolina. And there was a really nice lady, of course, retiree, that was there picking up some food. And she was, you know, very nice and affable and chatting away. And I was chatting, and Rudy just turned his head and buried it in his phone, like, I'm not talking to this old lady.
There were things going on in the world. I had to know.
Yeah, he had to know.
I had
there was
to
some,
know.
There was some video of a guy sitting on his toilet and falling over or something.
Video did I watch?
He is the king of finding these videos that are 4 seconds. He's like, look at this. This ball went straight up in the air and landed back on the batting tee. I'm like, that's what you've been staring at for 20 minutes? He goes, look at it. Just go straight
it's
up
amazing.
And back down. I'm like, all right, man. Yeah, get to the bottom of some stuff there.
Rudy Salazar keeping his eye on all the social media necessary to cover spring training up in Surprise, Arizona. Man, I had a chance to listen to your interview with Terrence Gore. I don't know how much this kid's going to play. I don't even know if he's going to make the team. But, man, he's fun to listen to. Hopefully, just based on that interview, I hope he makes the team and actually is able to stick. Look, the Whit Merrifield interview was really, really good, but I mean, there can't be many more guys you've talked to that was just more fun to sit down and chat with than Terrence Gore.
No, he was awesome. And it is proclaimed by Rudy Salazar, one of the top three interviews of all time.
Wow.
He's, again, now heard 4 interviews in his life. So
I think I'm up to 5.
Yeah, 5.
Still top
5.
3. Top 3.
He sat around during Ned, and so now he's up there. And so Ned didn't beat Terrence Gore.
Close second.
Yeah,
Terrence just a little too much speed.
Yeah, Terrence. I mean, he talks as fast as he runs too. Mm-hmm. And but he's a happy guy. Loves the opportunity he got from the Royals. I thought it was great hearing that the Rays were really trying to get him hard, and that's where he thought he was going to end up. And the Royals are calling. They know they signed Billy Hamilton. I guess I'm out. And they're no, we still want you. I thought that was that was great. You know, he is a great kid. He's easy to root for, and if he can, you know, be the Jerod Dyson guy, like you said, coming in the 7th for defense, maybe get one at bat, or maybe pinch run in the 6th or 7th, stay in, play defense, get one at bat, maybe give a guy a day off here or there, I think it'd be great. He's spending all the time on bunting. I mean, they're going to, and you'll hear with Ned today, I mean, the idea is that, listen, nobody steals bases anymore because it's too risky, right? There's no reward for it, but that now basically every pitcher stands on the mound and every catcher knows no one's going to run. So when the Royals come to town or you come into Kauffman Stadium, you better sharpen your skills because they're going to go. And I think Terrence Gore, you know, gives him the ability to always have an extra base stealer on the bench. I really do. He may go down. I mean, he's going to have to hit a little bit. He's going to have to play defense. But I think they really do want him on the roster, and they think they've got a way to keep him on the 25-man for most of the year.
And see, if he could come anything close to Jerod Dyson, then he's worth a roster spot. But the magic question
is, wait a minute,
is
this a roster spot for the Royals or for your rotisserie?
Well, both, really, to be honest with you. But, I mean, you said hit a little bit. Can he hit a little bit?
Well, I think no, to be honest with you. When we're talking major league hitting, right? We're not talking about, like, compared to me, yes. I mean, he's George Brett. But no, major league hitting, no, I don't think he can hit a little bit right now. But I think anybody who's that fast, that athletic, you keep trying. I mean, you know, Otis Nixon's the guy I go back to, a guy that really didn't click till late in his career and actually became an everyday player later on, was kind of just like that Jerod Dyson, you know, type of player that we're talking about. And that's the guy that I'm hoping Terrence Gore ends up being, that, you know, yeah, he gets to be almost 30 years old before he's really able to be a guy that you say, okay, that's just a traditional fourth or fifth outfielder. You know, that's what you want. But, you know, he's bunting 50 times a day. And that's where I think they feel like, listen, if we play defense, if you steal a base as a pinch runner, stay in, play defense, and your spot comes back up and we got a guy on base, you damn well better get him over. And with your speed, you know, they might throw one away and we're off to the races. So I think that's how they're going to use him with the bat.
I really hope this makes them a little bit competitive. I hope it works, because I personally think that baseball has gotten boring. And I think this will actually be fun to watch if they can get some guys on base. Because, you know, watching a bunch of guys stand around and take pitches and walk and then, you know, every once in a while hit a ball over the wall is not my idea of a form of it, like an athletic competition. Having guys run, cause some havoc, be athletic, be fast, it's more entertaining to watch. I don't know if it's going to work, but I hope it does, because I just think it could bring some life back to a game that, right, that needs it right now.
That you, I mean, what are you, Ned? I mean, he said exactly the same thing, which I was like, okay, yeah, I get it. And he said it just like you about the game, and the game needs it, and he's bored. He's like, the game, like, he's like, no one's ever on first base. He said, you know, it's a home run or it's a walk or it's a strikeout. He said, you know, wake me up in the seventh when I got to decide when to take my pitcher out. I mean, because it's boring. He said all those exact same things. And the thing that was running around in my head is, I agree, what you're doing is good for the game, but is it going to be good for the Royals? The reason the game has become boring is because teams have dug down through the numbers and figure out what it is actually helps you win games. The Royals are going to be exciting. Can they win games? And Ned actually had a pretty good answer for it. He said, listen, and you know, talking about the 14 playoff run and coming through the playoffs, he said, you know, wild card game, we ran all over the A's, we ran all over the Angels. He said, we got to the Orioles, and every one of their guys was like a .9. He said, you know, to the plate, he said, we could not, you just can't run on them because they're too quick. He said, but I called all the guys together in the clubhouse. I said, you go upstairs and you talk to the media and you tell everybody you can find that, hell yes, we're going to run. We're going to run every single time we're on base and get it in their heads that we're taking off. And he said, you know, the Orioles then, instead of their .9, are trying to be, you know, .09 to the plate. And they started making mistakes. They started leaving pitches up. He said, we batted ahead in the count the whole series, and we ended up sweeping him. And he attributes that to the fact that they were, you know, posing the threat that they were going to run all the time, and it got the Orioles out of their game. And so I think that's what they're feeling like they can do. Pitchers come to town, they go, oh, God, I got to get quick to the plate. And it's something they don't do anymore because nobody else runs. That, I think, is the path that, well, yes, it makes the game more exciting. This is also how they think it's going to help the Royals actually win baseball games.
Soren Petro, Rudy Salazar live from Surprise, Arizona. We're going to hear from Royals third baseman Hunter Dozier, former first-round pick in 2013, who was a prospect, and we all forgot about him. Now he has a chance to stake his claim to a full-time job, but I don't know if that's a comment on the fact that he still has high upside or there's just no one right now ready to play third base for the Kansas City Royals, so he's the best of what options they have. What are your expectations for Hunter Dozier, and what did he have to say?
You know, my expectations are for him to be a solid player. I mean, I think he's a guy that, you know, his versatility is always going to be one of his most important traits. I don't know that he's a guy that's just going to own third base. Now, listen, what he did in August and September says that he is an everyday player, but I'm always hesitant to jump too much on September numbers. And I'm always hesitant to just measure a guy based on his hot streak. Like, I think Raul Mondesi is going to be really good, and he's super talented. But everybody is expecting him to be what he was for 240 at-bats all the time. And he's not going to be. He's going to be that for 240 at-bats. Hopefully he's going to be better than that for 100 at-bats. But he's going to be worse than that for 300 at-bats as well. That's just the nature of baseball. So, you know, Dozier finished strong. That's an encouraging sign. So I think he's a fine guy to hold down third base. And when you got a star in Mondesi, and let's be honest, statistically speaking, Whit Merrifield's a star over at second base, then you don't necessarily have to have your traditional 35 home run or 40 home run guy at third. So I think he'll be solid. But I thought you guys would like this. I talked to him because, you know, these guys spend a lot of time in the minors, different towns all over the place. So I asked him, God only knows what all goes on. Like, we think of these guys, they're just stats on a page, but they are living the trip from, you know, Myrtle Beach to Nashville or wherever they're going. So I asked him what was his best/worst memory of a bus trip in the minor leagues.
We had him short season in Idaho. We were going to Grand Junction, and we get about halfway, and this is after a 7:30 game or whatever. So we get halfway and the bus breaks down, and it's hot, it's humid, we open the doors of the bus to get some air, and mosquitoes just get in the bus. And there's probably 2 billion mosquitoes in this bus and just eating everyone. And for some reason, mosquitoes love me. So they're all over me. We had to all get out on the side of the highway, and it was just miserable. I think we ended up having to go to a gas station where there was like a Denny's, and we were there for like 3 or 4 hours waiting for another bus to come pick us up, and we had a game the next day. But that's part of it. Those minor league stories are fun.
I mean, think about it. We had a game the next day, so you spend all night at a Denny's after being eaten alive by mosquitoes, and now go out and play well, and you look at the box score. Meanwhile, we're singing Kansas City like, well, Dozier blows. He went 0 for 5 with 3 strikeouts. Never mind that he's, got pus coming out of mosquito bites all over his arms and got no sleep and was sitting, in a Denny's booth. His back's killing him because he's, halfway dozing in a Denny's booth for 4 hours. Nothing against the Denny's booth, but, that's not a good night's sleep, yet he's expected to get up and go get him the next day and go 5 for 5.
Steven's had some pretty good experiences in a Denny's booth before.
Yeah,
Was Rick Pitino across from you?
No, but two FBI agents were, and so that was
good times.
A unique experience of my childhood. But I used to go to the Denny's on Broadway quite a bit for breakfast. The Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity, the Moons over Miami. Mm-hmm. There's some delicious options there. So, there's a lot worse places you could eat when you're on the road as a minor leaguer. Now, sleeping, that's a whole other story.
I like when he says that the minor league stories are fun. They're fun when you're not doing it anymore.
Right.
They're
fun once you're in the major leagues.
Yeah. Oh, I remember that. That was a great time. Right. You want to do it again? Nope. No, I don't. Yeah.
No. I mean, it's amazing. I played that game with Ryan O'Hearn, and he was going from town to town. I was like, we had some fun in Tulsa. And you could just see the mind working like, oh, there was that town. Oh, Myrtle Beach was a great town. Love me some Nashville. He was going through like every town. You could just see the wheels going. Yeah, great memories, but the A to B's are not fun on those buses.
So real quick before we let you go, preview what I won't ask Rudy because he failed miserably
last
time I asked him this.
Please
preview what we'll hear on the program with Seren Petro.
Rudy, you want me to take this one?
I mean, I think I got one, but okay. I'm gonna let you go.
Preview, okay. Sell it hard, Rudy. Sell it hard.
I think you're going to be on the show today.
Yeah, good get. Yes. Blair Kirkhoff will be with us. We'll be talking college basketball. Ned Yost in the noon hour. We pinned Ned down on a number of different topics and try to irritate him. So we'll hear all Ned's plans for this year. Ian Kennedy, who I love Ian Kennedy. I want him to pitch well, and I think he can be such an – if he can go for 180 innings for the Royals, that's going to help that pitching staff so much. And such a good guy. I want him to have a good year. And Hunter Dozier, who the Royals really need, like you said, Steven, to be good at third base. He's going to be Ian Kennedy and Hunter Dozier scheduled to appear in the 1 o'clock hour. We're hoping to get Hunter Dozier sat down.
Good stuff. We will look forward to that. Seren and Rudy, thank you so much for the time, as always.
You bet. Great being on with you guys.
That is Seren Petro and Rudy Salazar on the road in Surprise, Arizona. We'll take a break when we come back. Greg Gurley, who Nate wishes was on the road. Instead, he's right here. Isn't he? Is he right here?
I haven't seen him.
No.
It's hard to miss him.
Wow. Never pass on an opportunity there to take a shot. Back after this on WHB.